Well, welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and I'm excited to get to come to you this week and talk about just some things that are going on. In fact, last week we were getting ready to put out an episode, and then I listened to it and I was like, you know what, this is terrible. And so I re-recorded another episode. I listened to it and this was terrible. And then I re-recorded another episode and I listened to it and I was like, this is also terrible. So while I was sitting there in my house trying to record episodes, make all this stuff happen, I finally just said, you know what? And I threw my hands up and called it a day. And so we didn't put anything out last week, but that was kind of the reason why. And I've usually been asking you guys like, hey, give me some topics, give me some things, talk to me about what's going on in your life, what you're interested in. And I've asked you to do it through email. And I realized that a lot of you guys aren't going to have time to just sit down and remember to write me an email with different suggestions and things like that. But I've also recognized that if I find you guys in person and say, hey, any ideas or things that you want me to talk about, any thoughts that you've kind of got rolling around in your brain, generally, I get some pretty good information that way. So we're going to kind of try to take some different approaches. You're still welcome to reach out to me and email me or text me, whatever you have going on. But I may just find you on a Sunday and say, hey, what are some things that interest you? Like, what are some things, some topics that you might want to talk about? And so be looking for that. That's always fun. It's always a good time. So I want to encourage you in that way. Be thinking about stuff. I may ask you off the cuff one day. And you can come up to me at church and be like, hey, what about some topics on this? Oh, that's a cool idea. Or I may say, no way, that's terrible. I'm just kidding. I'll never do that. But, and all that to say, if you got some things rolling around up there, let me know about it. Because honestly, there are moments where I'm just tapped out on information. And so really want to encourage you. Let me know some things and I'll probably just ask you point blank and we'll have a good time with it. With that in mind, let me give you a couple quick things that we've got coming up here at church that I think are important. Number one, we've got our parent conference coming up in April. That's going to be a great time. The goal, I think, of this conference is to help you as the parent figure out ways to connect with your children through heart connection, through just relationship and how you can develop that Christ-centered relationship, leading them and discipling them to grow in faith and maturity in the Lord. As parents, man, that's such a cool thing that we get the privilege and the honor to do. And it's a really great command and responsibility going all the way back into the Old Testament, just the reality that the things of God and the discipleship that happens through relationship with God is best done through the home. And that's something that we want to really promote here at Providence, that idea of family ministry and home ministry, where we're not asking for the church to be the primary disciple maker, but we are going to work to equip the parents to be the primary disciple makers in their home. So $25 for couples, $12.50 if you're solo. And we've got some door prizes. We're going to have limited childcare. So get signed up online for that. You can go to pbcshawbro.com/events. And then under that tab or under the events tab, you can find how you can register for that conference. It's going to be a good time. And don't be afraid to invite your friends to come with you. If you've got a couple that maybe lives in your neighborhood or you work with, and it might be something they benefit from, they don't have to go to our church to benefit from this. Our goal, again, is a kingdom mindset, not a church mindset. And so we want to be able to reach out to everyone within the kingdom of God and give them opportunities where we can. So be looking out for more information on that, but that's really a big thing coming up. Other things that are happening here pretty soon, we've got our Youth Sunday coming up March 16th. Be aware of that. That's a cool Sunday because I love hearing how the next generation, how God is using them to better impact our world and impact our surroundings. So by all means, be here that day. You're going to want to hear from these students. You're going to want to hear how God lays things on their hearts. It's a great time for testimony. It's a great time to just hear. So encourage you, March 16th. Be here for that. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be excited about it. And I want you to be excited about it as well. Also, we've got this Sunday coming up and we're going to be talking about Mark 13 this Sunday, but we've got some baptisms this Sunday. We just have a lot of things that are happening and it's good things. It's great things. And you are going to benefit a lot from being here. But one of the great ways that you can benefit, 10 a.m. Sunday mornings here at the church, get plugged into one of our Sunday school hours. This is a great time to build community, build relationships. And we've got plenty of Sunday schools for you to choose from, plenty that you can kind of jump into. And if you find one and you're like, hey, this isn't really a fit for me, let me know. We've got some others that you can look at, and we're just excited about all the things. And our children have a great time on Sunday mornings. Youth have an amazing time on Sunday mornings. So there's plenty of opportunity in all of this. Other than that, I think that we're pretty solid with events coming up. I'm sure that I've missed one in there somewhere, but that's okay. We'll all be all right with it, and everybody will have a good end of their day. So after school is going on right now while I'm trying to record this. So if you hear some noises in the background, it's probably just kids running around screaming their heads off because they've been cooped up all day. So anyway, that'll be fine too. I do have a coffee today, and my original coffee that I had planned for today, the original coffee that I wanted to do, was from my house. It was a Colombian, natural. And unfortunately though, when I went to roast that coffee, I put it in my secondary roaster because I have two roasters. I have one that I primarily use, and then I put this one in kind of my backup or secondary roaster. And I didn't realize that I've got a heating element that had gone out, and it's kind of important in drawing more heat through the beans. And for whatever reason, it's out, and I ended up baking the beans more than roasting them. Still good. Still drinkable, but not up to snuff for me. But with that, my lovely wife did bring me some coffee today, and it's a Dunkin' original blend coffee. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm one of those guys that I won't let coffee go to waste. And so this coffee is actually about 2 hours old at this point, and I'm going to continue to drink it. It's cold. I like cold coffee. I usually do a cold brew at the house, or I'll brew a double strength coffee and pour it over ice to make iced coffee. Or I'm trying to explore the idea of a nitro cold brew coffee, which is exciting. But I don't mind a cold sip of coffee. In fact, there's just different notes that come as it cools, and I don't know. It just doesn't bother me that much. But it may bother you, and you may go, that's gross. You're a terrible person. Hey, that's great. I appreciate your feedback, and I'm going to file that where I file every other suggestion on my life. But with that in mind, this is just a Dunkin' original blend. It's lukewarm. It's about 2 hours old, and let's take a sip. Let's get into it. So as I said, we had snow days last week, and I tried really hard to record some podcast episodes, and I got about three in, and I was like, this just isn't working. And so I went downstairs in my house and I asked Melina, I said, hey, listen, I am bombing these podcasts. Like I need you to kind of give me some thoughts and some input as to what you think is good and what you think might work. And so she and her wisdom kind of looked at me and was like, hey, let me think on it. And I said, okay, great. You got a little bit of time to think on it. And so sure enough, later that day, I was running an errand and she said, here's your topic. And I was like, cool. And so I went and sat down multiple times to try to record it before Sunday. It just didn't work out. And I've been busy this week. And so I've kind of sat down and I've got about 15 more minutes to record this one before it all goes crazy up here. But one of the topics that she gave me was one I really hadn't thought about even recording an episode on, and it had never even crossed my mind. But the more that I think about it, the more I'm like, wow, that's actually brilliant. And I don't know if I'm an expert on it, but I do have thoughts on it. And so I wanted to present that to you guys today. And it really is going to be kind of a niche. But I think that we've got some things that we can all glean from it, hopefully. But one of the things that she brought up to me was the idea of fatherhood, right? And not just about fatherhood, but how do we do it within our culture today? And then what are some unique challenges as a dad when it comes to leading your family? And, so I don't know if she's kind of using this as a way to like collect information from me and then eventually she'll hold it against me. but I do have a lot of thoughts on this. And, you know, fatherhood is one of those things that I always dreamed about. I always thought about it when I was younger, like, man, it'd be so cool one day when I'm a dad. You know, I hope I have children. I hope that my children grow up and they love the Lord. I hope, you know, so even from a young age, like fatherhood was something that I wanted to aspire to in my life, you know, to have a wife, to get married. And then in that process, we would work together to raise our children and just really enjoy that time together. And honestly, I think overall, when I consider fatherhood and the idea of being a dad, I find that there's a lot of joy in that. There's also a lot of humility in that, and I'll talk about that more in a minute, but I find that there's also a lot of joy because it's interesting to watch your kids grow up, and everybody tells you, be mindful because they grow up really, really fast. Whereas thankfully right now in those slower stages where it seems like they are progressing more mentally and they're growing taller or, you know, just they're asking more questions, they're more inquisitive. But there's also these moments where I think like in fatherhood, you have these great moments where your kids really shine and you get the joy of watching them excel and watching them grow and watching them become individuals. And I'm unique where we have our four kids and each one of them is unique. Each one of them is 100% different from the other one. They've got some mannerisms that might be the same, or they might have some thought patterns or some things that they lean towards that might be the same. But you know, in reality, in their personalities, each one of them is genuinely unique from the other. And it's really a kind of a joy to watch that happen. The scary part, though, is I think that as a dad, seeing those unique personalities, but you also see this vulnerability that exists within your children, that they are so impressionable and they're so vulnerable. And then you have to weigh that against the world and the culture that we are in. And you have to weigh that against the influence of the world and the culture on those little people, you know, that we're in. And it's a very difficult thing to kind of muster up when you think about it. I don't really like to think about my kids growing up and being out of my house. That's one of the, I think, the challenging things about fatherhood within culture today. We hear so many horror stories, whether it be through media or through friendships. Social media also hasn't been very influential in helping with the transmission of information. And so when you begin to weigh the challenges of fatherhood against the world around us, it actually becomes kind of scary as you see these little people that you have created and that you have, worked on shaping and molding and growing, that now, you know, that there's a point that they are going to be released from that tether and they are going to be out in the world on their own. I mean, there are multiple times where like my oldest Olivia, you know, she's 10, she's going on 20. I mean, at least mentally, she thinks she's 20. In fact, she's been asking me for a million years, like, Dad, I want to do a podcast episode. I want to do a podcast episode. Okay. And through talking with her, I'm like, listen, kiddo, we're going to figure out something first. Because the last podcast episode we did, it was like pulling teeth. She would finally talk a little bit, but she giggled the whole time. So I got to find a way she doesn't giggle. But I think sometimes when I ask her like, hey, when you grow up, like, what are some things that you feel like are interesting to you? What are some things that you want to do? And all the things that she wants to do, I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, you are throwing yourself to the wolves. You are literally, putting yourself in harm's way. And that's always been her, you know, she's always been that personality that has said, nothing's going to stop me. I have a solution. I have a way to fix it. If people just listen to me, mainly mom and dad, I can tell you exactly how it needs to be done, what I want to do and how it's going to happen. And, she has made mention, man, more than once about being president of the United States. She's pretty determined. She's like, I'm going to be the president one day. I'm like, okay, good luck. Like, I'm proud of you. But then she's made mention like, I'm going to be a missionary in India, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. And I'm like, my gosh, like everything that you want to do is one of the most difficult or dangerous things that you can do. And you're going to be in the crosshairs of people. And I think that's the hard part about fatherhood is I begin to see within her that she is not going to be content having a cushy life. She is only going to be content and satisfied if she is putting every effort that she can of herself out into the world. And that's terrifying as a parent because you know that you have to release them out into that. And you know that you have to support that if that's where God is calling them. And I think that's the unique thing about having boundaries as a parent. your kids aren't always going to do what you plan for them. And that's okay. Because if God is in their story and if God is in their life, then what your kids are doing is what God has called them to do. So I think that's the unique challenge of being a dad in the world today is you realize pretty quickly you can't protect them forever. You can't keep them safe from mean people forever. You can't keep them safe from martyrdom. You can't keep them safe from negativity. You can't keep them safe from bullying. You can't keep them safe forever. At some point, they have to be able to stand on their own. But as scary and as challenging as that is, that also presents a real unique opportunities for us. That as a dad, my job is more than just being present in my kids' life. But my job is helping equip them and encouraging their emotional state to be able to withstand things that they don't even see yet. To give them the tools and the ability to withstand things they don't even see. And to help them understand that there's going to come a point where you're going to be released into society. You're going to be released into this world. I'm not going to be there to tell you what to do. But the reality is you need to have the tools and the equipment to know that if you call me and you need advice, I'm going to give you advice. I'm going to encourage you. But I am not going to all the time tell you what you need to do. And that's a challenge too, because then I have to sit back and think, well, as much as there's joy in parenting and as much as there's kind of that struggle in parenting, and as available as I am, and I'm very available for my family. There are moments where I may not be in my office here at the church, but I've put in, 40, 50 hours already at the week. And I need to be with my family. Today was a case in point. I'm here by 5:30 a.m. getting set up for Bible study, and I leave at 7:30 a.m. Office hasn't opened yet, but I'm going to head home and I'm going to spend some time with my family. And today was a little bit different because we did some visits before I got back in the office, but I got back in the office around 1:30, and I'm going to be here until probably 8:30 or 9. And so, there's has to be an availability balance that happens. And tomorrow's unique too, because Melina has a training and I'm going to be at home with my children, helping them out. So I'm going to take some time and spend some time with them and then potentially meet with other pastors within our community after that. So, it's kind of like turning the time clock off for me. It varies. I mean, there's days where it seems like nothing's going on at all. I'm able to accomplish a lot. And then there are days where all of a sudden everything comes crashing down and you have to just kind of spend a massive amount of time pulling things together. But the big thing is I try really hard not to make my family suffer for that. My calling that God has called me to is a vocational calling, and my family helps me in that calling, but I don't want my family to suffer because of that calling. So I try really hard to minister to them as much as I can. But again, one of the unique struggles I think of parenting is as we try to equip our children and inform them and give them the encouragement they need to eventually go out on their own. I think one of the biggest challenges that we face is in our culture, but even just as dads, when it comes to leading our family, is how do we transmit that information? This has always been a struggle for me, because this is something that is modeled different all over the place. And I know for me that I've tried to learn and adopt several things that I could use to help lead my family and disciple my family and grow. But again, if you've been around me much, I take the very simple things and I try to overcomplicate them. And even the simplicity of just leading my family, there were moments where I try to overcomplicate that, where, okay, well, we got to have these quiet moments where we all sit down, kumbaya style in a feelings circle. I don't know, but you get the point. Sometimes, discipling your children and helping them grow doesn't have to be done in a program in your home. Believe it or not, discipleship can be done in the context of your home. just in your everyday life. In fact, Deuteronomy 6, when you read that, it's kind of this impression that fathers were supposed to teach their children the things of God, how to love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind in the everyday mundane tasks of life. And you wouldn't probably think about it, but there are so many things that we do every single day as dads that our parents, that our kids are watching us to see our reactions. And there are moments of deep frustration that I have, or I'll be honest, even moments of anger where there's anger in my life, from whether it be through ministry or whether it be through just situations in life, or just the weight and the pressure and the burden of trying to carry your family forward. And sometimes you feel so inadequate, and sometimes you feel so, overlooked when it comes to leadership in your home, that you have to step back and say, well, wait a second. My kids are watching how I'm going to respond to this. My kids are watching how I'm going to react to this. And, there's some moments there where the challenges became much greater than the joys, and you have to look past those moments and you have to wipe those things off so that you can focus back in on the priorities that Christ has put in your life. All that to say is, I think some of the greatest challenges that I have faced in fatherhood, and whether it's in this culture or any other culture, I mean, I don't know if it matters. The biggest one that I would say is just that feeling of inadequacy. Like you feel sometimes like I am not worthy of leading my children. And I do a lot of self-reflection and a lot of self-analysis. And there's moments in my life where I'm like, I'm not that great of a person. Like, who am I to lead this human into the future? And one of the things that we have to do, especially as dads, or any parent really, but even as dads, is we have to address that negative think by reminding ourselves that, yeah, we may feel inadequate at times, but the reality is that Christ has called us to it. And if Christ has called us to it, then we can't be too inadequate. If Christ has called us to minister to our families and to lead our families, then we can't be that far from it. We just have to tap into that somehow, and we have to look for wisdom and discernment. Scripture tells us pretty point blank that if we seek him, that if we seek wisdom, that he's going to provide wisdom to us. And so I think there's that reality that we have to remind ourselves that even when we feel inadequate, that may be a good time for us to pause, stop, and pray, and ask the Lord for discernment, and ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding, to ask the Lord for a mindset that focuses on leading our families forward. And I think other things that I find to be a challenge when it comes to parenting is just feeling like I'm uninformed. I talk to dads a lot, especially when it comes to discipleship. And one of the things that they always tell me is like, I don't feel like I have all the information spiritually for my kids. And my encouragement to you would be this: if you're a dad listening, or if you're a mom listening, you're saying, I don't feel like I have all the information to lead my kids spiritually. If you have the Word of God in your home, if you have it in your hands, and if you're engaging with it on a regular basis every day, then you have all the equipment that you need. You have all the information that you need right there to help your kids grow spiritually. And it seems so easy, but yet I know that at the same time, it can be very difficult, because that plays into your ego. It plays into your mental state. It plays into all of these things where you just, when you feel like you were just so inadequate and so uninformed to be able to do something like that, you feel like there's got to be a professional out there that can help me with that. And it's hard sometimes to remind ourselves that as parents, God has called us to be the professionals. God has called us as individual parents in our homes, as dads in our homes, to be the professional father that our families need. And he's going to give us everything that we need to make that happen if we will allow pride to kind of take a back seat, accept humility, and the understanding that we don't know everything, but we are asking God to complete our weaknesses, that we are asking him to fill in the gaps and the holes. I think that provides us with a lot better comfort moving forward. Fatherhood is a huge, huge challenge in a nutshell, but I don't want to allow the challenges to overshadow the great joys. When my kids begin to ask me spiritual questions, when they begin to take the information that they're learning from Sunday mornings, when I see my daughter on Sundays getting her Bible and her notebook and her pens and her highlighters out because she wants to engage God's word on Sunday mornings. She doesn't just simply want to hear it. She wants to engage it for herself, and she wants to have a relationship with the word of God, and she wants to have a relationship with Christ. I think that that's the spirit that I wish I would have had at her age. And I want that spirit for even other people in our church, adults in our church. Instead of it being a come and see model where we feel like we're to be there to be entertained through the word of God, rather we understand that we are there to engage the word of God, and we are there to allow it to transform our life. You don't find that in a lot of adults, because there's a lot of adults that feel like they know how the world works and they know how things work, and we know how the things are going to turn out. But children don't know that. Children just have faith. And that's what I love about scripture too. It reminds us that faith like a child, that if we can come to Christ with the faith like a child, there's going to be reward there. Fatherhood's got a lot of great joys. I mean, it's got its fair share of challenges, yes, but when you get to see your kids grow up and understand more of God, and when you get to baptize your children because they've made a decision to follow Christ, when you get to be a part of that, there's something that tugs in your heart that, yeah, you were instrumental. You were helpful in that moment. So dads out there, moms too, but moms, I love you, but we're going to talk to dads for a second. Dads, don't lose heart. I know that sometimes I can be harder on dads and just say, you know, man, let's put our big boy pants on and make it happen. But dads, in reality, don't lose heart. And don't let the future worry you or scare you. We serve a God who is 100% in control, who loves our kids just as better than we love our kids. So I think that we must be able to, at some point, release our hands and just allow him to work and do. And also we have to understand that just because we don't know everything doesn't mean we don't give it a try. Doesn't mean we don't at least give it a shot. So guys, let me just encourage you, man, this week, just give it a shot. Just try it. And if it bombs, man, blow raspberries at that and then move on to something different. Maybe a different scenery, maybe a different time of day. Maybe there's something where your kids can tag along with you in things. And then it's in those moments you can help them grow in just the context of everyday life. It doesn't have to be special. It doesn't have to be formulaic. It just has to be genuine. So I encourage you dads, man, be honest, be good, be real, and let your kids see that. Other than that, if you've got any other thoughts on this, man, come talk to me about it. I'd love to talk with you. And if not, hope to see you guys on Sunday.